This morning's scripture brought me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to read a little bit. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along with me, Verna has it up here. But I want to read through this, and I want you guys just pay attention to the words. Okay, this is I'm going to read directly from the Word. And I want you to pay attention to what Paul is telling Timothy here. It is important. It's kind of, Paul's kind of encouraging him, and it's an appeal to Timothy. Paul's been through a lot. He just talks about in the prior chapter 1 about how he says in verse 15 of chapter 1, he says, you know that everyone, he says, you know that everyone abandoned me. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? Everyone that was with him abandoned him. And everyone in Asia had deserted me, including, he talks about a couple different guys that were close to him. Paul was, you know, he just had it rough. I think Paul is one of those guys where he seems like one of those guys where we wouldn't want him serving in our church today. When I read about him, all the things he went through, and he's in prison all the time, and you know, he was just always causing trouble, it seemed like. You know, he's always in trouble. But he tells Timothy here, he says, you then, my son, in verse 1, chapter 2, he said, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people. Think about that. Who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is the trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot disown himself. He said, keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling. About words. It is no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. And who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter. Hear that. Because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teachings will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from latter will be instruments for the special purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. Listen to this. Don't have anything to do with it. Because you know that they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone. Hear it. And able to teach. Not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, let us hear this. Let this be burnt into our minds and placed in our hearts that we don't forget what this Paul is telling Timothy here. Not only that, he's telling us this. Lord, we thank you again. Thank you for being here this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, first off, Paul tells Timothy to be a good soldier. And I thought about that. I thought, what's a good soldier? Well, what was I supposed to do when I was in? So I had that experience because I was in the military for 4 years. So, you know, when I went to Fort Benning in 1987 to do my basic training in AIT, I didn't really know then before what a good soldier was supposed to do. I had ideas of it from stories that I was told, movies that I'd watched. So, you know, I've seen all the Audie Murphy movies and all those old movies, you know, about World War II and Sergeant York from World War I and all those things. I've seen all those, you know, what the heroes did, you know, but then you also see a lot of other stuff, you know. So I had an idea of what a good soldier would be. So, you know, after I did my basic training, which was, you know, seemed like, you know, insane, you just get beat up and yelled at and screamed at and all that kind of stuff, you know. But you endure that. You go through that time. Well, it's important. It is important. Because what they're trying to do is make you who they want you to be. And I think God does that to us too. Sometimes He beats us up. He has to tear us apart to make us who He wants us to be. And sometimes we don't want to do that. We don't want to endure that time. Listen to me. But that's what makes good soldiers. Sometimes we don't want to go through all the hard times in our life and go through all the work that it takes. It wasn't like we couldn't do it. We were physically able to do it. But sometimes we're not mentally able to do it because we want to fight it. We don't want to listen. So Paul tells Timothy, he says, be a good soldier. First thing he says in verse 2 is you need to be liable and qualified to be a good soldier. You got to be liable and qualified. Well, you know, if he's saying be a good soldier, that means we have to be good soldiers as Christians. We are soldiers for Christ, right? That's what I'm getting at this morning. I'm comparing our Christian walk, our Christian life, as being a good soldier. Because we are enlisted with Jesus Christ. We have a job to do, and so we have to be liable and qualified to do that job. And what's that mean? What's that mean? To be liable and qualified, we have to be willing to accept instruction from the command. Sometimes that's not easy. We read our Bibles and it says something, and we think, I don't know if I agree with that. People do that all the time. Then they try to dig into the Scripture and they try to find some way to justify their actions. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I don't want to get off track here. So to be a good soldier for Christ, we have to be liable and qualified. That's what he said. We have to be willing. We have to be qualified to teach others. He said, join with me in suffering. We don't want to think about that, do we? Nobody wants to suffer. But he said, join with me in suffering, because you're going to suffer. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to. Just like the guys on the battlefield, if you're going to be a soldier, you're going to suffer at times. It's not always what it's cracked up. I mean, it's not always honor and glory. Sometimes it's brutal. And I'm sure Paul went through all of those things. Paul, I mean, we can read story after story about Paul and what he went through. His time was not just perfect, comfortable. He endured a lot of things. The third thing is entangled in civilian affairs. Why did he use that? Because, well, it's a good example. Sometimes, you know, I've got a full-time job. I work. I mean, I've got kids. I've got a family. It's easy to get caught up in all that. And the more I get caught up in that part, the less time I have for being a good soldier for Christ. And I've come to understand that, you know, I have to start. That is okay. That helps me feed my family and pay the bills. But what's most important is my service to Christ. And if that means I have to let some of this other go, then that's what I do. And if it means I have to suffer and maybe not live in the nicest house or maybe not drive the nicest car, then that's the way it is. But that's what God puts on me. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just saying, this is what the Scripture's saying. Don't get entangled up by the world. There's so many things that are distractions in this world that can get you caught up, pull you away from your service to Christ, pull you away from your church. There's people that don't come to church anymore because they're so caught up in the things of this world. They put that as a priority over the church, and the church just becomes a social event. They show up on Sunday morning to listen to some preacher that can really tell the word, whatever, you know, can really make them feel good. And then they go home and they enjoy the rest of their week. So many churches are in this position. And people, they don't respect it anymore. They've lost the honor, what I should say. I mean, there was a sense of honor that I had when I served, and still do today, but when I served, I was proud to be a soldier. I was proud of it. You know, to the point where whatever my commanding officer, my platoon sergeant, my CO, whatever they said, okay, let's do it. I mean, there was no hesitation. That's what you did. You just did it. That's what God wants in us. That's all He desires in us, is to be willing. I hope I'm speaking well this morning. Number four, I've got them numbered here, but it really doesn't matter. Verse 5 is where Paul starts dealing with, he says here in verse 5, he says, who competes, athletes, does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. We got rules to play by. Some people don't want to play by the rules, but we got to play by the rules. When I was in the service, I mean, when I served, we had rules to play by. I mean, you went by the chain of command. I mean, there were rules. Well, it's the same way with God. We have rules to play by. Do we have to play by them? No. That's your choice. That's why we have free will, right? You can choose to play by them or not. But he also says, if you want to play by the rules in your own way, if you want to do things your way, then I'll judge you in the way you played by the rules. Not me. I don't judge anybody by the way they play by the rules because it's not my part. That's not the church's part, is to judge people. Church's part is to try to save as many souls as they can, bring as much word to this lost community as we can so that people can know about Jesus and they can get saved and then they can start being good soldiers for Christ. That's what our job is. That's what the church's job is. I asked you this morning, why are we soldiers? Why are you a soldier? Why are we soldiers? Are you being a good soldier this morning, today, in your life? Good soldiers have to maintain discipline, it says. Paul goes on to deal with false teachers. He says he keeps reminding God's people of these things, warn them before God against quarreling and all this stuff that goes on. Surely not. Quarreling and arguments and stupid conversations, that don't happen, does it? It definitely doesn't ever happen in the church, right? But come on, we live in a real world. I mean, we know the truth. I'm not talking anything that's out of line. These are things that we deal with on a daily basis. These are things that we deal with in the church. These are things we deal with in the world. But Paul's like, you guys got to stop all this stuff. Quit getting involved in all that. When things like this are going to happen, but don't get caught up in all that, because all that's going to do is just tear things apart, and it's not going to lead to anything good. It's not. It's not going to lead to anything good. Just go back and remember my word. Go back and remember my word. It says, remember. I like going back to verse 8 right here. What Paul says, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant from David. This is my gospel for which I stand on. Man. That's what we got to remember. We got to remember why we are good soldiers. Why we are soldiers for Christ. What our job is to do. That's what we got to remember. Play by the rules. Man. Always try to be liable and qualified. Not getting entangled in this world, the civilian life. Because we're not civilians. We don't belong to this world, is what the Scripture says. We belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. This is not our life here. That we get confused sometimes. We get entangled. We get sidetracked. We get all these things, and it happens. It happens. It's happened to me. I've been there. I've gotten caught up with wanting to do this thing my way and do what I want to do. But I've said no more. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not perfect. But I will tell you this. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be the best soldier I can be for Jesus Christ, no matter what it takes. Amen. And it doesn't matter where I'm at, whether it's here, home, somewhere else, some other church, wherever I have to go in this world, wherever God sends me. I'm going to be the best soldier that I can be, because that's what you do. There's many people that didn't want to go to war, but they got papers and said, hey, you're going here. You're going to Germany. You're going to Vietnam. You're going to Korea. You're going. And I'm sure they had thoughts. I know what's going on over there. I really don't want to go. I know what's happening over there. But what good soldiers do, they do what good soldiers do. They go. And they do the best that they can do. And they fight the good fight, as Paul said. You know, I look at military history, and I like military history. I'm not a buff at it by any means, but I look at all the different things, and I look at what they did 200 years ago. And I look at the way they dressed and the way they fought. You know, they just march out into the middle of a field and stand 50 or 100 paces away from each other and just start shooting. I look at that today and I think that's crazy. You know? And I look at, you know, how they operate today, and I even, you know, when I was in, we were still operating off stuff that they trained in Vietnam. You know, in 1987, we were still using the same manuals that they used in Vietnam to train troops with. We didn't really, the technology wasn't there. The GPS was, I mean, the technology wasn't there like it is. And today, it's like crazy technology. I mean, my job was, I was a scout, and I did mapping and I did reconnaissance, and that's all I did. They would fly us out, give us an operation order. They'd fly us out, give us, and I would go, and I would. They would say, "There's something there. You need to tell us what's there." So we would go out and we would map it out. We would count vehicles, car, people, all that stuff, and then we'd get back, you know, to where we're supposed to be, and then we'd turn all that into the HQ, and then they would take care of the rest of it. But that's all I did. Glad I didn't have to do it for real. Really. I would have, without hesitation. But I think back about that now, and I think, man, that's a pretty dangerous job. God sends us places sometimes we don't want to go. But also, things change sometimes. I want to say that. Scripture doesn't change. The Word of God does not change and never will. The rules don't change. Sometimes how we dress, sometimes how we act, how we do things may change a little bit, and it does. None of us drive the same old car we did. And some of you drive, you know, some of you could look back and think, your first car, would you have it back? Would you drive the same car you had when you was young? No air conditioning? Some of you would. Might not be near as comfortable as the one you drive today, right? Things change, right? I mean, they do. It's just the way of life, you know, and I'm not saying that. But God's Word never changes, is what I'm... This is my point. God's Word never changes. His rules never change. Sometimes we do things a little different sometimes, but that's just trying to compel people to understand what God is and who He is. I don't know if I'm saying the right things this morning. I just told the Holy Spirit, I said, you know what, I'm not going to write a bunch. I don't have much notes here. I just said, you're going to tell me what to say, because I've started to do this because... The Scripture says, don't worry about what to say, because He said, I'm going to tell you what to say. That's why I give you the Holy Spirit. I preached that last week. And if I'm going to say it, I need to live it. So I wait and I pray, and He gives me a Scripture, and I say, okay, Lord, tell me what to say. Instruct me. Teach me. Humble me. Tell me, this is all you, it's not me. Because if it's me, it ain't right. If it's my opinion, it ain't right. But if it's His Word, then it's right and true. And that's what we always have to remember. We always have to remember that. I want to challenge anyone here this morning. I want to challenge you this morning. If you don't, if there's any doubts in your heart to where you're at, you don't have to make a big show of it. I'm not saying everybody's got to rush to the altar in the front. If you want to come forward, come and pray. Don't hesitate. But if there's things in your life that's holding you back from being a good soldier, if there's things in your life that you need to let go of, strongholds in your life that are holding you back, just surrender them to Him. No matter what is preached, no matter what is said, all roads lead to Jesus Christ and His Word. And I always have to remember that. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. Always remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Always remember that. Always remember that, because that's what we suffer for. That's what we run this race for. That's what we serve Him for. And I say this because what's His Word say? What was His instruction to His troops before He left? He told us He was going to leave the Holy Spirit with us, but He commanded us. He told us. He is our commander in chief. He commanded us to go into all the world, teaching, preaching, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what He commanded us to do. That's our job as a soldier. That's what we're supposed to do. That means go. I mean, that means that's an action word. That's a go. That's a do. And so we've got to just keep doing it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter where we're at, we just got to keep doing it. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Word. Lord, I hope, Lord, that I spoke exact words that You wanted me to say this morning. Lord, I praise You and I honor You this morning, and I pray for anyone here this morning. Lord, that may have doubts. Lord, I just pray for this church, Lord. My heart pours out for these people. Lord, I just want for myself personally, Lord, to be the best soldier that I can be for You. I want to serve You in any way that I can. I want to do whatever You want me to do to the best of my ability. I honor You and glorify Your name. I praise You and I thank You. Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us safe as we fight the good fight. Bring us back safely tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.